Rebuilding America. The Rick Smith Show.
The walls come tumbling down. The walls come crumbling, crumbling. The walls come tumbling, tumbling down.
Well, the hope is that we'll stop that. The walls, well, that we need to be rebuilding, and not the stupid Mexican wall. Our roads, our bridges, our infrastructure. It is infrastructure week. Time to rebuild the nation. And make me not have to get my front end aligned every 6 months. Or the tires because the alignment is off. Lots of stuff. Now, you've got the American Society of Civil Engineers. They estimate that in order to get us up to reasonable repair, by 2025, we're going to need to spend some $4.6 trillion. Now, I mean, that's not getting us from the D-plus grade that we get today up to an A. That's not going to happen. That's kind of like a B-minus C-plus. No A's there. And look, if your kid came home with a D-plus, would you be happy? That's where our country's infrastructure is, according to the most recent American Civil Society of Civil Engineers report. Here to talk about Infrastructure Week and why we need to build and do all that, our good friend Dave Johnson, soon to be fellow at the Center for Media and Democracy. Dave, thanks for taking time for us.
Hi, Rick. It's good to be on.
So we need infrastructure. We need to build stuff, Dave. We need to make products here. We need.
Do you know how many jobs it would be if we were to start fixing our infrastructure? Let's look at the history a little bit, though. We changed the way we look at our government and the idea of taxes and all of that in the late 70s, early 80s, and we dramatically cut taxes on corporations and on people who have a lot of money. But then what we did was we started deferring maintenance of the infrastructure. We cut back in all kinds of things that we felt immediately, but when we started deferring fixing up the infrastructure, that took a while, okay? It took a while, and here we are, also known as look around you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, so, here's the thing. You know, this every year we do this infrastructure week for the last several, and every year since the Obama term began, we've been talking about how we get people back to work, how we rebuild our infrastructure. And everybody says, it's a great idea. We should do it, Dave. Yet there's a political party in this country that has said, well, no.
Well, in 2009, we had enough votes in the Senate to override filibusters for a few months.
Right.
And we passed what's known as the stimulus. If you look at charts of jobs, we were losing, what was it, 800-some-thousand jobs a month until the stimulus came along. And then you see a big V-shape of jobs, loss, and then the stimulus passed, and then it starts going all the way back up to where we're gaining jobs. And we've gained jobs every single year since, every single month since. But we did a lot of infrastructure work in that stimulus. Not enough, not at all, not nearly enough. I think the stimulus, I think it put, what did it put, $300 billion into infrastructure over some period of time. Right. So it did a little bit. After that, every single effort to try to do infrastructure work was filibustered.
Yeah. In fact, you know, if you go back to that stimulus, half of it was tax cuts.
Yeah.
And again, we know that tax cuts don't create jobs and it doesn't really work. But yet you had the olive branch that the Republicans got from Obama in the form, and the Democrats wanted it as well, in the form of giving people more money to try and spend. We should have been just creating demand by rebuilding stuff.
Yeah. The number of jobs that comes out of fixing the roads and bridges. But here's the thing. Tax cuts, you get a little boost in the economy, okay, because people spend a little more, even though most of the tax cuts go to the rich who already spend as much as they want to spend because they're rich. So if you fix infrastructure, you're hiring people to fix the bridge. You're buying the steel to fix the bridge. You're, you know, all of the things that are involved in hiring and everything to fix the bridge. But after you're done, you got the bridge. And the bridge, you know, all of a sudden people can get to work easier, so the economy's a little smoother. All those kind of things that happen when you fix the infrastructure. Also, they're all still there. So it's not even that you're spending money. You're just, all you're doing really is investing that money and getting a return forever after. So the economy gets a little smoother, but also all the jobs that are created, there's that whole ripple effect all the way around the economy of the supply chains are better, all of the suppliers are better, et cetera. So that's what happens when you fix infrastructure.
Right.
It was a cynical plan to simply block everything, and it worked, by the way, if you look around. Now there's several proposals on infrastructure, and I guess you might want to talk about all of those.
Well, a couple of them, but the reality is, you know, I keep going back to, and I've had conversations with people who have served in Congress over the years, and, you know, they used to, if you were in the 80s and 90s, infrastructure used to be a yawn vote because you were bringing home something. You were bringing home jobs. You were bringing home infrastructure. You could do the ribbon cutting. And, you know, for me, I look to when the assault on infrastructure and investment happened was when Republicans started calling everything that government did pork. It's all pork barrel spending. Yeah, I'm sorry. The bridge not collapsing, to me, is not pork barrel spending. It's good governance.
Well, the whole idea is, and has grown and grown since then, is that anything government does is bad. Government is bad. Government spending has become almost a curse word, you know. Government spending. Well, if we're a democracy, we used to be, think about this. The idea that in a democracy, by definition, everything a government spends money on is to make our lives better because we, the people, said, hey, let's do this. And we do things based on, well, why don't we make our lives better? Obviously, infrastructure, good roads, you know, good schools. I mean, the physical schools itself, water systems and everything else help us. They make our lives better. But they blocked all that because government's bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything so, public is bad. Everything public. Should be private.
Right.
Now, you look at the Trump plan, and with that frame in mind, and I think that's important, you brought up an important point, that everything that the public sector does, everything we the people do for ourselves is bad. And everything
right.
that Wall Street and the profiteers do is good. So if you look at, you brought up water, the destruction of the public water systems, you've got Nestle, the largest water company in the world, going, we'll be happy to provide it for a cost. You've got, you know, people who want to build these roads and bridges, we'll put a cash box at each end so we can make huge profit. That's the world we're moving into, where everything comes at a cost every time you use it.
Well, not just that. Look at Flint. And now they're discovering how many cities and towns around the country
are
worse than Flint for
Absolutely.
Lead in the water, and what that does to kids. So, yeah, the Trump plan. Well, here's the thing about the Trump plan that you mentioned. People think that Trump is saying that the government's going to spend a bunch of money on fixing the infrastructure. Polls show that people overwhelmingly think that's what he's going to do, and that's one of the basis of his support that he still has till yesterday. but it's not that at all. And if you look at the budget proposal he submitted, he drastically cuts infrastructure spending across the board in his budget proposal. So how does that mesh with this idea that he has a plan? And you mentioned privatization. Well, there is a plan coming, and it's beyond belief what he's planning to do. He's saying that instead of spending government money to fix infrastructure and hire people, we will instead give tax credits to corporations for what they consider to be infrastructure work. So obviously the first thing that you're going to be giving corporations money to do is oil pipelines, of course, for example.
Yep.
So if a corporation wants to do something that they call infrastructure, they'll get a great big tax credit. And then they can charge us to use whatever they just did. And they decide what to do. So if a company says, all right, well, and you don't see this happening, but let's fix up a road, well, then the company gets, we pay for that. Then the company gets to own it, and then we have to pay the company to use it. That is, and he's trying to get this going on a massive scale around the country so that the country's infrastructure will be, that's called privatized. It won't even be prioritized according to what we need. It'll be prioritized according to what corporations think they'll be able to make the most money at. And we're stuck. And that's what's coming down the pipeline for from Trump after they clear up, you know, the huge tax cuts and get rid of our health care.
But isn't that really what the NAFTA superhighway was kind of modeled on? You know, the the Trans-Texas Corridor, which was mostly toll roads and a lot of it privately owned?
Toll roads. There you go. Privately owned toll roads. If they decide they'll build a toll road, they might not, you know. There is no proposal to just fix the roads that we want fixed. Not at all. What will happen is they'll fix the roads the corporations want fixed, etc. Now, that's some corporations. That leaves out a problem like an Amazon has. Now, you know, retail is shifting to Amazon, and what that means is that Amazon is heavily dependent on the infrastructure because they're, all these delivery trucks have to get to your house. So that's an example of how fixing the infrastructure helps the entire economy, but there isn't really a proposal. I guess they're saying they'll leave that to the states to do something about. So that's what's up with that.
Yeah, and there's also talk of revamping our air traffic control system. Since you brought up Amazon, part of that revamping and updating of our air traffic control system, you know, is going to have a ton of drones to deliver those packages.
At some point, yeah, right. But there, you're, when you say revamping the air traffic control system, they're talking about privatizing. Once again,
right.
Government money to go to corporations to fix something up for them to then be able to charge us to use, or companies.
Right, but here's the thing. I get a ton of pushback from people who go, well, you know, these public-private partnerships, they work well. Come on, you know, there's a lot of private industry in building roads and bridges. And I say, yeah, I'm okay with federal dollars going to private contractors to provide a service of building the road that we own. I'm in favor of that. I'm not in favor of giving private contractors money and letting them decide which roads and bridges to buy and to build and then them profit from them. It just seems kind of dumb.
Well, actually, it hasn't worked. Several states have tried things like private turning over. They actually turn over things to a private company. Chicago turned over all of their parking rights to a private company. I think it's owned by a Middle Eastern company now.
No, I'm against that. And
yeah.
But where my point is, look, we've always in this country taken public dollars and said to private industry, hey, I want this road built.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You
sure,
build it.
But we never then turned the road over to the private company so they can charge us to use it. That's the difference.
Exactly.
This new kind of privatization, public-private, if you're doing a public-private partnership to get the money, you got to understand that that money then has to have a payback. And you're talking about toll roads, talking about toll bridges, all kinds of things like that. So that's the other side. And you hear about an infrastructure bank where they'll get money from corporations, et cetera, to put the money out. That's what that is. That's privatization. It's got a fun name, you know, public-private partnership. Well, that's what public-private partnership means. It doesn't mean we're going to hire a contractor to fix the bridge and then we all get to use the bridge. That's different. That's just hiring a private company. We've always done that, and that's great. That's fine. You know, you get the bids, et cetera, et cetera. That's how we've always done it. No, the new plan and everything we're hearing about and everything we're seeing happen, they do it in several states, have done it, where they'll turn over a highway to a private company who's supposed to run the highway. And we know what private companies do. They try to save money. They do this, they do that. Just picture getting dragged off a United flight.
Okay. Well, look at Indiana. I mean, look at the turnpike in Indiana.
Exactly. And they fail.
Exactly.
That's the thing that's happened, is they fail, and then the state's on the hook for tons of money. A few people have made a bunch of money in their pockets, and they're gone. And everybody's left with the bill.
Yep.
No, public-private partnerships on infrastructure do not work.
Well, it works if you're on the other end of it. I mean, it's public money for private profit.
Yeah, it does work. It works great if you're getting the money. But it doesn't work for the public. It never has, never will. It's a scam. It's one more of those things that we get sold on. It sounds great. Public-private, we get corporate money. Yeah, it sounds great. We don't have to pay for it. No. You have to pay for it much more than you'd ever pay for it if we just build a road.
So what should we be doing? Because, you know, it's Infrastructure Week. We're talking about what we should be building, well, how we should be doing it. How should we be doing it, Dave? What should we, the people, be demanding?
There's something I'd like your listeners to Google. People's budget. Just Google people's budget. There's a group in Congress called the Progressive Caucus, and that's the largest wing of the Democratic Party, of a group in the Democratic Party. It's called the Progressive Caucus. And they put out a budget every year that you never hear about because the media simply won't cover it. But every year they put out a comprehensive, complete budget of the things that they propose to do for the country. And here's an example. This was also Bernie's campaign platform. Bernie used to be in the Progressive Caucus. His campaign budget came out of the Progressive People's Budget. So he proposed, and the People's Budget puts more than $1 trillion into fixing up the infrastructure. It gets the money from the offshore profits that corporations are holding in tax havens so that they don't have to pay taxes. They owe almost $1 trillion now in taxes on that money they got stashed in tax havens. All you got to do is say, okay, it's time to bring that money back. Two things happen. One of them is way more than $2 trillion, almost $3 trillion now, comes back to the corporations in our economy. They pay their taxes, which are getting up towards $1 trillion. They're past $800 billion now. They pay their taxes. We get our infrastructure fixed, plus the rest of the money is back in the U.S. economy. So that's how they pay for it. And it's a very detailed infrastructure plan in that budget. There's one way to fix things. You just get the money back from the corporations that they already owe us and fix the infrastructure, and it's detailed. Now, they even get into a certain amount of things like high-speed rail. Here in California, we're trying to build this high-speed rail from L.A. to San Francisco and Sacramento, and Republicans are doing everything they can to stop it. And the reason is it doesn't use enough oil. But we have a problem here. The highways are jammed between L.A. and San Francisco, and it takes a long time.
Yep.
The airways are jammed, you know, and the flights are getting more and more expensive to get from San Francisco to L.A., et cetera. They can't just build more and more highways, which is vastly expensive. They can't build more airports, et cetera. So they're trying to build this high-speed rail. And what that would also do is all the little towns and the cities in between would get this huge economic boost. If you're a half hour away from L.A., you could live there, go to L.A. People could come visit this town, go to restaurants and stuff, et cetera. So this high-speed rail that they're trying to build, Trump and the Republicans are trying to stop it, is one example. And they tried to get this started in that stimulus bill all across the country. These high-speed rail systems where you can start getting from one place to another quickly. So there's just an example of the kind of things we should be doing that we're not.
Imagine if we had the vision, the foresight, the leadership back in 2009 to propose and to actually do all of the things that back in 2009 we were talking about, where we would be today as a country.
We got it started in that stimulus. Several states tried to get the high-speed rail going, but then Republicans came in and stopped it in the states, too.
There seems to be a common denominator to all of the dysfunction in this country.
Yeah, I think there's a common denominator, and they're basically all about hating government and trying to turn everything over to a few corporations. So imagine, it would be built now. These high-speed rail systems would be built now. You could get across from all kinds of parts of the country very quickly with high-speed rail, and they blocked it, and here we are.
Just seems like common sense. Check out the People's Budget, not the original one, not the 1909, 1910 British version that wanted to do almost the exact same thing, but check out the People's Budget. We'll get a link at thericksmithshow.com. Dave, it's always great talking with you. I'd love to have you back again real soon.
Anytime. Thanks for having me
on.
Always
good stuff. And you didn't scream. Thank you. Our good friend Dave Johnson. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Control, throw it out.